We are a large-scale commercial hydroponics farm here located in Caledonia, Michigan. And we currently grow 6 varieties of lettuce. We have red oak, green oak, bib, romaine, sweet crisp, and arugula. I'm John Green. I'm CEO and chairman of Revolution Farms.
What is different about what it is that you do here?
Well, hydroponic farming is a bit unique, and frankly, it's the future of farming. The big difference is that we don't have soil in any part of our process, so we're growing lettuce and herbs and microgreens on water, essentially in rafts that float on the water, and the roots fall through the rafts and are fertilized through the water, so there's no soil. We're in a closed environment, so we're not susceptible to drought or storms, and we can grow 12 months out of the year very predictably because we control all of the elements, whether it's the lighting, temperature, humidity. It's all within a closed environment. This is a new way of farming that we feel is more responsible, especially in light of the fact that our population is growing. 2050, they're projecting, I believe, 10 billion. And here, you know, that's going to create about 60% more demand for food. And so we want to make sure we're prepared in our backyard. We want to make sure that we have ample supply of fresh greens for our community. And an interesting fact is the average American consumes 25 pounds of lettuce per year. So if you do the math, you can see the amount of lettuce here just in West Michigan is pretty sizable. And we're well positioned to provide that.
So describe how this system works. It's like a conveyor.
Exactly. So we have the rafts that we put in on one end. That's where the germinated seeds, they're in the form of a plug, go into the raft. Each raft has either 18 holes or 36 holes. As they mature, they're pushed down the lane. And at the end of the lane, which is about a 42 to 45 day process from start to finish, you'll see the harvesters pulling those rafts out, putting them on conveyor belts, and immediately shipping them off into the very cool harvest room where they are harvested and put into bags or clamshells and shipped out in a cold environment.
And as you refer to them as lanes, they're how wide and how long?
The width is about 20 feet and the length is about 220 feet. And in this 1 acre facility, we have 8 lanes. One is a test lane. That's where we experiment with a number of different products. And then the others we use for our 6 varieties that we're currently growing that go into 4 different SKUs. Total facility is 85,000 square feet. We sit on 45 acres here in Gaines Township.
In this 1 acre, how much are you putting out compared to another acre of farmland?
We are growing about 8,000 pounds of lettuce per week. So if you do the math, that's about 400,000 pounds a year. With the high-density lettuce and some of the other changes that we're making, that will quickly grow to 10,000 pounds a week or 500,000 pounds a year. And our stretch goal, which we confidently feel we can hit in another 12 to 18 months, would be 600,000 pounds of lettuce per year per acre.
Compare that to the average farm.
I believe it's for 1 acre of greenhouse, we're effectively equal to 80 acres of farmland. And the big difference, of course, is that we can grow 12 months out of the year, which is a big difference in the state of Michigan. We use 90% less water, 90% less land, and about 95% less miles traveled if you think about the trucks that have to ship lettuce from the West Coast. So it's all non-GMO, packed with nutrition, and we believe this is a better way of farming.
Is it being done in other places, or did you sit down, draw this up with your experts, your colleagues, and come up with this system, or is this system being duplicated?
This has been going on in the Netherlands for decades, so we are way far behind here in the United States. I would say that you are seeing some hydroponic farms popping up around the country, and I think as our resources become more and more limited and people start to see the environmental benefits and the consistency and quality of product improve, you're going to see more of these farms popping up throughout the country. And not just lettuce. I think you're going to see tomatoes and herbs and microgreens and a number of other varieties of vegetables and fruits as well. For us, we wanted to tackle the lettuce market because it's a big market. We know there's a demand. People are fatigued with this idea that you go to the store and buy lettuce from California and a week later it's wilted and brown and doesn't taste very good and has no nutritional value. we believe, and we're delivering on that belief, that there is a better way, and that we can put something on the shelf that people get excited about. They can keep it in their refrigerator for 3 weeks, and it still tastes great.
Similar price to California lettuce?
Our pricing is similar to organic pricing. You know, I think you have to look at each variety. For instance, iceberg lettuce, which we will never grow, it has no nutritional value, it doesn't have a lot of flavor, will always be priced less than what we produce here. And most of that iceberg lettuce comes from California. But there are other varieties that are grown in soil in California. But for us, you know, there are also some safety benefits. If you remember the romaine scare not that long ago, that came out of a field. I believe it was cattle that ultimately led to the E. coli. And growing in a controlled environment, you know, we have much greater control over that from happening in the future.
Pretty good money maker.
We're moving in that direction. I would say that what we've learned is that we need to continue to scale the business. In fact, we're in the process of starting construction next month on 2 additional acres of greenhouse. That will clearly make us the largest commercial hydroponics farm in Michigan and one of the largest here in the Midwest. But scale is definitely a key to this. And frankly, it's been a barrier to entry. It takes a significant amount of capital to do what we're doing, and you have to pair that with knowledge. We recently have hired an excellent grower from Shenandoah Farms who has over 20 years of hydroponic experience, and we have a great team here at Revolution Farms every day working to grow the best quality lettuce we can grow.
How many are employed here?
We have 25 employees, many of which have never worked in this industry before, but are very excited about the opportunity. Just as we did at Founders Brewing Company, we really want to hire from within as we expand our operations and give people the opportunity to grow and provide them with training and support to affect their lifestyle and their family. And that feels good as a business owner. We really want to contribute to our employees and our local economy. I would say we're unique in that in January, we are launching all full health care for our employees, and we're very proud of that.
The guy I'm working with, actually, is Jesse. He's just knew I was looking for a job and was like, hey, I'm working at this great lettuce place. It's up and coming. They pay $12 an hour. It's good work. All the people are awesome. And I was like, sounds good enough to me. So I signed on and it's been great. I really like it. I started in the harvest room and then I worked my way up real quick because, I mean, they notice here, you know, if you're working hard and you're doing good, they just put you where you need to be. My name is Victor Sagoon. I think my title is called Plug Transfer. Take the lettuce when they're in these little plug things with just little soil. I load them onto the rafts, and then we put them in the ponds whenever they take them out, so that way we can keep a constant cycle going of fresh lettuce going through.
You like it here?
Oh, I love it here. I think it's great. The work is nice. The sunlight keeps a positive attitude, I find. All the people are great. There's nobody here that I really dislike or have a hard time working with. We all get along. We all make chit-chat at break and stuff like that. And management is amazing. They're all wonderful people. They're all very helpful and very considering of, you know, my needs and everything like that.
Are you embraced by the farming community, or is there a little bit of pushback?
We've been embraced. I think it's tough to argue against what we're doing. You know, we want to work with the farming community. For instance, we will not do any type of deep-rooted vegetables in this type of an environment. So there are limitations to hydroponic farming. And I think, though, that, you know, we're in a farming environment here in West Michigan. I mean, it's always been a big part of who we are in West Michigan, and there's so much demand for fresh produce that I think there's plenty of business to go around for everybody.
You helped to create and to grow Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids, and now here you are. When did this spark your imagination?
So a couple of things. I actually served as the past chair of the downtown market, and I was observing that the supply chain is changing. New technologies are emerging. The way fruits and vegetables are grown, similar to what we're looking at today, is very different. And for me personally, it's important to be involved in a business that is disruptive, that has a positive impact on our community, and one that I can feel good about. We've always taken great pride at Founders in the impact that we've made on not just West Michigan, but the state of Michigan. I saw this as an opportunity to do something different, innovative, that really helps people. For instance, 1% of everything we grow goes to Feeding America. In fact, this year alone, we've already donated over 4,000 pounds of lettuce to local pantries because we feel that it's important for everyone, not just those that can afford, you know, to pay for high-quality lettuce, but everyone in our community should have access to nutrient-dense lettuce. You know, I have a daughter who went to the island school in the Bahamas, and she taught me all about aquaponics. And frankly, that's what led to us making the decision to get into this business, realizing that if in the Bahamas, where it's windy and hot, if they can grow high-quality lettuce in a hydroponic environment, we certainly can do that here in West Michigan.
Did you sit down? Was it kind of a napkin drawing moment? When was the spark, and when did you start designing this?
I like to say all good ideas start over a good beer, and that's exactly what happened here. I have a couple of good friends who are local entrepreneurs who have been supportive along the way, and we were talking about how can the quality of lettuce and produce in general improve. We were frustrated, especially in the wintertime, going to the store and seeing basil or arugula or kale or spinach, whatever it might be, wilted and brown and sticky and gross and not wanting to buy it. And we said, there's got to be a better way. So we looked at a number of different systems. We looked at vertical farming. We looked at growing within shipping containers. And ultimately, we determined that the best viable option and one that was scalable was hydroponic farming using a deep water culture system. So we did our research. We hired people smarter than us to help us launch the business. And ultimately, you know, said, let's do it. We jumped off the cliff. And here we are 1 year later, still selling lettuce, proudly in all the 100 plus Spartan stores, and selling to Dorganics, which has been a great partner. A number of wholesalers who have put this lettuce into the chef's hands. You know, we're very proud of that, but we're just getting started. We have a lot more to accomplish, and our team is very passionate about what we're doing because we believe in what we're doing. And we'll continue to work hard to improve and expand and hopefully put not only Grand Rapids on the map for hydroponic farming, but the state of Michigan.
What's next?
Well, that's a great question. First thing we want to do is make sure we're optimizing our plan here and getting creative and increasing our yields and quality and expanding our market. But what I'd like to see happen here in West Michigan is use this as a model for expansion across the country. Because it's a closed-loop contained system and we can control most of the elements, I think it's a great opportunity to educate people in our community, train them, and ultimately take a facility and build it in other parts of the country. I would like to see West Michigan, and specifically this location here in Caledonia, to be the hub for education, where we can create jobs, create opportunities for people to grow within an exciting career.